earlier this year, Minister of Post-Secondary Education Trevor Holder announced that universities in New Brunswick will receive a 1.5% increase in operating grants from the province. The provincial government has also linked some additional funds to the performance of universities. For example, l'Université de Moncton will receive extra cash each year for graduating nurses above a baseline figure of 126. But groups representing university students and faculty say the Higgs government isn't going far enough to address longstanding issues, including high student debt and a legacy of reduced provincial funding that dates back more than 30 years. The New Brunswick Student Alliance has called for the province to increase basic operating grants by at least 3% annually. Sedona Shandon is the executive director of that group, which represents student unions at Mount Allison University, St. Thomas University, and the University of New Brunswick.
We are appreciative of the fact that they did increase it to 1.5%. However, we also recognize that it is a very small step and there is much further that we'd like to go. So in my point of view, you know, the New Brunswick Student Alliance is grateful for an increase somewhat, but we would like to see more done in the years to come.
Universities across Canada have faced a long-term decline in funding from provincial governments over the past several decades, according to the Federation of New Brunswick Faculty Associations. New Brunswick provincial government covered 80% of the cost of universities in the 1980s compared to just 57% today, according to that group. New Brunswick ranks fourth in the country for highest undergraduate tuition and mandatory fees, according to a report published last year by Higher Education Strategy Associates, a Toronto-based consultancy firm. Across Canada, nearly half of university students graduate with debt, but their average debt load varies by province. In Quebec, it's about $16,000, the lowest in the country. In Ontario and the Western provinces, the average debt load is closer to $30,000. Here in the Maritimes, the amount of debt tends to be around $40,000, the highest in the country.
It affects a student when they graduate. So if a student wanted to, you know, buy a house graduating and choose to settle in New Brunswick, it would be much harder for them to do so if there is that significant debt burden on them.
The provincial government announced in April that it will eliminate interest on provincial student loans beginning sometime this fall, following the lead of the other three Atlantic provinces. It's a policy change the New Brunswick Student Alliance has been demanding for years. According to the provincial government, the move will cost the province about $5.5 million per year and will benefit some 65,000 borrowers. Meanwhile, at Mount Allison, which is among the most expensive public universities in the Maritime region, this year's 3% increase brings annual tuition to nearly $10,000 for full-time domestic students and closer to $20,000 per year for international students.